Well, coming off the right then, we're starting a new feature where we're going to get interesting people on once a week, right, who've got a really interesting job. The kind of job where if you sat next to them in a pub or at a dinner party, you go, oh, wow, and you'd want to ask them a bunch of questions. The first one I thought would be private detective. I've never met a private detective. I'd love to speak to a private detective. And more importantly, you can put their questions. You can put your questions to the private detective. Who have we got after 80 Lots More?
Leon Hart.
Where is he now? In the air vents? Is he up above us now? How's he coming in? Is he coming through the door or is he going to lower himself down like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible? So have you spoken to him?
Yeah. Top guy.
Well done, mate. He's now bugging this conversation.
Well, the radio's on in the zoo.
Right, yeah. He's good, isn't he? He's turned the radio on. Wow. Where's he from? Inch High Private Eye?
No, In Time Investigations.
Not a million miles from Inch High Private Eye.
They're a London-based detective agency.
And he's brought some, like, guns and some shooters in for us to see?
He hasn't bought guns, but he's bought a covert HD camera, an audio bug listening device, and a GPS vehicle tracker.
Oh, cool. We'll have to play with these.
I hope so.
Is he okay to bug the bosses?
I'll have a word.
Thank you.
Christian O'Connell's Choice Cuts on Absolute Radio.
This morning it's Ask a Private Detective. So, Leon, first of all, who are you and what do you do?
As you said, Christian, my name's Leon Hart. I'm a private investigator. My company's called In Time Investigations. A variety of different services we offer is surveillance, tracing, GPS tracking, background checks.
Background checks.
Yes.
I'll be giving you a call in about 15 years' time when my daughters start dating and these guys think they're going to come round my house. I'll be like, meet the Fockers, there'll be a dossier. Well, Ruby... Martin, is it? You fancy dating? Let me just tell you about Martin. I've been through his information here. So of all the things you do, all the various things I'm seeing here, you do neighbourhood checks and financial investigation and counter-surveillance, company infiltration. How do we know he's not been hired by the boss, Richie? Coming here, here's when the mics are down, we're going, oh, yeah, our boss is the right one. And he's compiling a dossier on us. What's the most common one people will call up and actually book you for?
It'll be the tracing or people finding services. Basically, if people want to locate debtors or missing persons or even family members, we can trace them with just a date of birth or a last address.
Really? You're joking?
No.
It's quite easy to track somebody down.
Yeah.
I thought it was always, you know, in the movies, it's very hard to get hold of people. And I've got to ask, how on earth do you get into a line of work where, as your day job, you are a private detective?
Prior to this, I was a fraud investigator. I set up my own company.
Is it not dangerous? You get attacked or...?
It does happen. Yeah, it does happen, unfortunately.
So give us a rough idea, right? Say, this year so far, what kind of things will you or your company have done? What will you have been out and about doing?
A lot of matrimonial stuff.
Oh, I bet. Over Christmas and stuff like that.
Christmas parties, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Chelsea Football Club giving you a call or anything?
Not as yet, no. I'm still waiting
for that
call.
It's only Tuesday, isn't it? It's only 10 past 8. So is matrimonial stuff, when you say matrimonial, is that people who suspect the other half's having an affair?
Yes, exactly, yes.
And is that more often than not a woman calling you up, or is it the guy as well? What's the split there?
I'd say it was around 60-40 women.
And the women who would call in and hire you to say, look, I think my boyfriend or husband's having an affair, what's it in terms of, like, surely if they're having that doubt already, you know, they probably suspect something might actually be happening, or is it more often than not you come back and you go, there doesn't seem to be anything dodgy here? How often, from the ones who actually book you, do you turn around and have to say, yeah, he's having an affair?
It all depends on what information they've got for us. Women have got good instincts with these sort of things, and a lot of the time they do know.
Like sharks.
Yeah, and they can't prove it. So they just want the peace of mind to be able to prove that their partner is cheating, and obviously either deal with it or move on.
So, okay, say someone calls you up then and says, look, I think my other half's cheating. What do you do? What's the first couple of things you do then?
I'd ask why they think this is, any particular days that it's happening, whether there's a pattern or not, and ask them what sort of service they would need, whether it'd be surveillance or perhaps a GPS tracker.
Leon's brought one of these in here. I'm holding this here. This is a GPS tracker. It's heavy, feels like it's magnetised, about the fits in about the size of an iPod, in a rubberised sort of wallet. I guess magnetised, it just goes under someone's car.
Yeah, it just goes underneath the car, yeah.
So you will then go round and attach this at night to someone's car or during the day when it's parked?
No, normally at night.
Richie, what was it you were asking about his wardrobe?
How much of your wardrobe percentage-wise is black?
80%.
Okay, so you've got the tracking device, and is this like in the movies, you're about 100 metres back eating donuts, going doot, 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 or can you just fire up a laptop and you can sit in your office and follow this?
Yeah, just I would give the link to the client so they can actually monitor it themselves.
Oh, my word. This is chilling. This is chilling, Leon. Not that I've got anything to worry about. I've got a gravel driveway, don't worry, mate. I know when you're coming up the driveway, Leon. What's this little baby here?
That's a HD covert camera, about the size of a thumb. Records for about 24 hours, and it's motion and voice activated.
As I'm touching this, I think these aren't just toys. Are they? These are stuff that have obviously been used.
Yeah,
feels like it's incriminating evidence. Just touching them. Christian O'Connell's Choice Cuts on Absolute Radio. What would be the best way if I suspected someone on the Breakfast Show, in all seriousness, of going through my post and stealing? I get sent a lot of stuff, and recently, I'm afraid to say that someone here, I suspect, I'm not looking at anyone.
But you're looking at me.
Good. Is going through my post and pilfering stuff out of it. How would I be? What's the best way of catching them?
I'd put one of those motion detected cameras up and perhaps put him under a polygraph test as well.
Richie, would you be prepared to take a polygraph test if I to ask you, have you been taking stuff that is signed for the Breakfast Show?
I would.
Oh,
I would,
oh, oh hello. I
would
take him down, Leon.
I would take a polygraph test, yes.
Okay, we'll arrange it, Christian.
Thank you.
This is humiliating for you.
No, well, yeah, it will be. I'll apologise if it's found out that you have not been stealing my post.
Thank you.
Okay. Some of the weirder things, then, you've had to do, then, Leon. We had to trace someone that the client had seen at a bus stop in Cannon Street. No name, nothing, just a face.
Yes, unfortunately, we need more to work on. And, in the film of Enemy of the State, isn't actually like that over here.
What a shame.
We do need more to go on to trace someone. As I said, a last address, date of birth, and a full name normally.
Because we often get, I keep seeing the same girl at the traffic lights in the morning, you know, can you say something on the radio and ask her to give you a call and something like that. And what's this about a scriptwriter that wanted a chance encounter with a famous actor?
Yes.
I mean, ingenious, really. You've got to sort of doorstep people, I guess, in that line of work to say, hey, Clooney, fancy meeting you here. On your doorstep of your house. I've got a movie script here for Clooney the Ant movie. Take a look at it. Don't go anywhere. I'm in your house. Sorry, what happened here, this story?
Basically, she just wanted surveillance to follow this gentleman around for a couple of weeks and to call her up when he's...
What's someone like Keith Barron? Keith Barron has just picked up his dry cleaning from Sketches. Keith Barron's on the move. He's meeting Peter Bowles. Move in, Red Leaders on the move. So, you got to follow around this actor.
Yep. For a couple of weeks, and she wanted a chance encounter with him when he was having a coffee one day.
Down at Nero's. He's there
that's
now.
That's the one.
He's just ordered a blueberry muffin.
Really? Move in. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Do you get a lot of weird ones like this?
Yes, we do, yeah. And we're just there to cater for the client, whatever the client wants, as long as it's legal.
Do you ever turn down certain things? What are the things you'll say no to?
Anything that's against data protection.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming this morning. It's been generally fascinating. So,
my pleasure.
Have you got a website, Liam?
Yes, the website is www.intimeinvestigations.com. And my name's Leon Hart.
Did you hear the way he said that? We all heard him from heart to heart. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming. Genuinely really interesting. It was good to
Christian.
Talk to you, okay?
It's been a pleasure.
If I ever see you anywhere near me again, I'm running!
You won't see me, Christian. Don't worry about that. Choice Cuts on Absolute Radio.